9:50 is the time right now. Well, a book on the Halifax explosion has just been honored with the John Lyman Award for Naval and Maritime History. The book is called Scapegoat. It's a look at the legal proceedings following the December 6, 1917 harbor explosion that devastated much of North End Halifax. And Scapegoat author Joel Zemel joins me on the phone this morning to tell us a little bit more about this. Joel, good morning to you.
Hi, how you doing, Rick?
I'm doing great. Yourself, and congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's quite another honor. You're the third award for this book of yours?
Yeah, it's kind of got legs, eh?
Yeah, it does. And it's a great book. And again, you know, much of the focus on the history of the explosion has been events leading up to and the explosion itself. Your book takes a look at what happened after the explosion and the charges laid against some of the individuals who were initially blamed for that blast.
Well, that's true. The first six chapters cover the events leading up to the explosion, but you had to put that in order to set up the legal proceedings.
And it just refresh our memories. By the end of it, was anybody actually convicted of anything in relation to the explosion?
No one was convicted. Commander Wyatt was the only person indicted for manslaughter and criminal negligence.
And he was a Royal Canadian Navy man at the time, was he not?
Well, he was a Brit who was on loan from the Royal Navy. He was a R&R man. So he was here. When the war started, he was recommissioned and sent to work on Niobe, and he worked his way through the ranks and became the chief examining officer of the port.
And
you've anti-submarine defenses as well.
And in fact, your new book out—it's just out this month—is called "Betrayal of Trust," and it's a look at Commander Wyatt and the explosion.
Yes, I was very—I had very interesting. I always wanted to write a book about Wyatt, but I lacked visual material. I tried for years to find relatives and people, and I got very lucky at Christmas time. A fellow from England got in touch with me, and it's a long story. I try to make it short, very short. Basically, his father was very good friends with Wyatt's estranged son in Britain, and when the son died, he left his family album to him, and the pictures were fantastic. They were all the early pictures from the early 1900s. Then after that, I picked up an investigation that I dropped at one point, looking for his American relatives, Luckily, I found him too. The man's name is the same, actually. Evan Wyatt lives in the States, and he had all of Wyatt's personal papers from like 1894 all the way through to the 30s, and it was like a cornucopia of information. So I had no excuse not to write the book, in other words.
And what became of Commander Wyatt? Well, he was acquitted, obviously, then, was he?
He was acquitted, and the trial only lasted like a day or so, like the whole procedure. What happened was he was of the social elite here in Halifax. He married into the Brookfield family, and he was considered a very popular person until the explosion, and then he became sort of a pariah, I guess, and he lost his friends, he lost his standing, he lost his job, he lost everything here. And he and his wife Dorothy moved to the States. He bounced back quite well, actually. He had a career in the Merchant Marine. He did very well. He worked in an airplane factory. He worked as a vault attendant in his later life. And then he retired to Florida, and he died when he was 89 years old. So I think he bounced back pretty well.
But his good name was tarnished as a result of what transpired after the explosion.
Well, you know what? He never, there's very little information about how he felt, of course, or he didn't keep any diaries or anything like that. There's a few little things, but it's very hard to figure out how a person feels, like the captain of the Mont Blanc, or, well, we know what happened with Francis Mackey, but it's hard to figure out how a person thinks or what they do. But his job description, I mean, he had some good jobs. I mean, it didn't seem to affect his standing as far as getting work in the States was concerned. He did okay.
That's good. And again, that book is coming out, I believe, the middle of this month, is it not? It's called Betrayal of Trust.
Yeah, we're sort of debuting it at the Word on the Street. We don't have an official an official, release party or a launch. To do. But and then of course there's it's all tied in with the release of the stamp, which I was involved with.
Yeah, you were a design consultant, I understand.
I was the historical consultant, and I helped with finessing the design, absolutely. But and then, of course, my talk at the Maritime Museum the night before the anniversary is Tuesday, the December 5th. That's important to me, too, as well. I'm going to have a little... feature some Wyatt memorabilia there. My talk is going to be about the blast cloud, actually. But it should be, it seems everything is sort of coming together.
Sure.
I just want to add one thing about that award. One of the things that was missing in my book that I really felt in my mind was the lack of, I self-published that book originally, and then Francis Mitchell from New World Publishing picked the book up. But I never really had it vetted by a group of academics, and this award, the John Lyman Book Award, basically validated my work because the panel was made up of one Canadian and four Americans, and different national organizations in the United States and the Canadian Nautical Research Society in Canada. So I feel that my work is more validated now, and that's the importance of the John Lyman Award to me.
Well, good for you, and again, congrats on the new book coming out, and as you mentioned, the Halifax Explosion stamp, which I believe is coming out in November, if I'm not mistaken.
They're releasing it a month before the disaster date, which was November 6th. The disaster was on December 6th.
Yeah.
And the release date for the stamp is November 6th. I must say, the veil of secrecy around the stamp has been pretty good. I know what it looks like. Some people have known what it's looked like for a long time, but I'm kind of pleased that it hasn't gotten out and that it'll be a surprise when people see it.
Well, I'm looking
for better or worse, let's say. A lot of people worked a lot on that stamp to make it look... to make it look good,
Well, as a stamp collector myself, I'm looking forward to
really?
Seeing it.
Oh, really? You're a philatelist.
I'm a philatelist, specializing in Canadian stamps only, so I'm quite anxious to see the explosion stamp when it comes out,
Well,
Joel.
Get out your magnifying glass, man, because Michael Little did some fantastic work on this stamp.
All right, November 6th, the date. All right, Joel Zemel, again, congratulations on the award, and we'll touch base again as we get closer to that December 6th date, and we'll hear a little bit more about your lecture at the Museum of the Atlantic on the 5th.
Well, I look forward to that. Thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joel. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Now. Joel Zemel's his name, the author of that book, Scapegoat, a look at the aftermath of the Halifax explosion, December 6th, 1917, 100 years ago this year.